4, HKX, mobile.
Hey, Patrick. Got your truck running, huh? Did you get the back end running in general GR?
So far today, everything has went smooth as butter.
Had a fuse on the back end like I was guessing?
Some long fuses, but that's not all it was.
Broke.
Cable hooked up backwards.
No comment.
Not tomorrow, but it was an honest mistake. I think the truck builder's more at fault than the guys working on it, because they put green heat shrink around it to identify it, and it got put on the ground instead of a positive.
Well, it should have went to ground by that color code. You're right.
But it was a control wire, or not really a control wire, but it was the merge cable for the truck batteries to the house batteries, and it runs through a solenoid that comes on when the key's powered up. So it isolates the house, truck batteries from the house batteries when it's not running. That way, that doesn't kill the house or the truck battery, so you can start the truck. Well, they hooked up a double aught cable that had power on it to ground.
Huge, a big one.
Fuses and tripped a 150 amp circuit breaker, and it heated the batteries up a little bit, but thankfully they were about dead from sitting so long. So I don't think it done any real damage, but it did.
Seen those cables like that. I think you said it was too hot or something like that. I seen the insulation on them just disintegrate in seconds when something like that happens on DC.
If you got enough current there, it will. It'll flat smoke them.
Best things I ever done on DC is I had some little old Radio Shack jumpers, and you know how big those are. And this was the small one, and I had my hand around the wire, and I hooked it to something that evidently I shouldn't have. It's been years ago. And that thing went like a firecracker fuse, if not faster, and just melted in my hand. That left a little streak across my hand for quite a while.
But it reminded you not to do that again.
And then another time on DC, I was arguing with this Air Force guy. He was older than me, retired Air Force, and he had pulled a starter from a forklift, and he was trying to tell me it was good. There wasn't nothing wrong with it. And he kept aggravating me about it, and I said, his name was Tom Leslie, and he's passed away now. He was a great guy, hard worker. I said, Tom, I said, I'm not going to argue with you. I said, that thing pulls over 400 amps. I said, it's dragging. That probably means the bearings are out or the winding shorted. No, it ain't. And it was sitting on the floor, and the battery was right there. And this was such that I could take and lean the frame of it over to the minus and then touch the positive right there on the starter, Patrick. And I did. And you know what a commutator is. And it throwed the solder out of that commutator. I mean, just cleaned it. And instantly just went like that. And that stuff was pretty hot. And I said, now do you believe me? And I walked off, but that could have blowed that battery up.
It's about house batteries had been charged up on this truck, it could have been a lot worse. Could have had a little thermal event.
I seen a guy drop a wrench one time, and it turned that wrench. It was a small wrench. And it turned it cherry red in a matter of seconds.
It'll take long on something like that. I've accidentally drug a wrench across a battery, and it'll leave a mark and let you know, watch out for me.
I was working on a scissor lift, and it was a really, really big one. I think it went up to 25 feet. Let me get rid of this Harris on the TV. It makes me sick of my stomach. Anyways, I was working on that, and it had 10 12-volt batteries in series, so it was 120 volts DC, and I was being careful with it. But those dang solenoids are kind of weird at times on those things, and I was trying to probably pick it up with the control cable, you know, and at any rate, you don't think about low voltage, like a lot of those are 36 volts. I believe it was the 36-volt one, so I was less cautious, thinking that, well, anything under 50 volts by the National Electric Code's low voltage. It ain't gonna shock you, Tom. Well, when a solenoid picks up, there's an electromotive force, or an electrical inertia, and that's fine, but when it drops out, there's a counter-electromotive force, and it generates a spike in voltage. That's why CNC machines have RC networks in parallel to the coils, so that the digital readouts don't read that as a bit or a pulse. And that thing shocked the snot out of me, to make a long story short.
Pulse, I got to jump out. KO4 HK, clear.
Zero TR, clear.